So that time what happened, here for the Ranganaji temple, they don't have a deity for celebrating the festivals. So here the local people, they installed one more new deity. So if you go to the altar, if you look at the feet of the Ranganaji, you can see one more deity on the corner. One Ranganaji's Utsavamurthi is there. In the same size, you can see one more deity in the corner. So actually that deity, they kept it as a Utsavamurthi in the altar. So after that what happened, some of the local kings, they were trying to bring that Ranganaji from Tirupati to Srirangam. So that time, you know, it is the custom, whenever the Namparmal's deity want to go out, at least some three pujaris should be there with the deities. And sometime the Muslims will come to attack the deities and some problem will happen. So these pujaris and these devotees are so dedicated to Ranganath, they themselves, they will make a hole in the earth, they will put the deity under that, and they, three of the pujaris will go inside the earth and they will cover themselves. Sometimes they will die there also, just to protect and protect the Ranganaji deity. And sometimes they were in the forest, some 40-50 years they were in the forest walking through just to protect the deities, whereas the Muslims, Mughals, they were following them to steal the jewels of the Lord and attack the Lord. Some places they don't get any food to offer to the Lord because they were in exile, like forest, you know. So it's all Ranganaji's pastime, just like Ram was in Vanvas, you know, for 12 years, like that Ranganaji also is pastime. So later finally they came to Chandragiri forest in Tirumala, Chandragiri forest. The Lord was in the forest. So there was only two persons were with the deities in a cave. They were hiding for many, many years. So these persons, their whole bare and hairs, everything grown very, very, very badly, you know. So they were, nobody knows where the Ranganaji was. Nobody was knows that that particular time. So that time, one devotee in Srirangam, his name was Kulasekara, he sent his sons, two young boys, to search of the Ranganaji deity. They were searching everywhere. Finally they went to Tirumala. They were riding in a horse in a Tirupati, near to Tirupati forest. Suddenly they seen a bear. Bear means, you know, that animal, you know, bear with a Baluk, okay, that one. They thought it's a baluk, but it's actually a person with so much hair, they thought it's a bear. Then finally they went and caught him. Then they told, actually we came, we are searching for Ranganaji. Actually, then that person told, oh, Ranganaji. Then he asked them whether they are true, really devotees, everything he find out. Then he took him to the cave, very deep into the cave. There he showed the Namparmal's deity. So then these two boys, now they went and told to the local king, Tirupati Chandragiri king. So the king with his wife and all the army, everybody came. Very greatly they took the Tirupati Namparmal deity to Tirupati temple. And they kept in Tirupati Balaji temple and they worshipped there for 40 years in Tirupati. So during that time in the south, this area was ruled by the Muslim kings. One very bad king, they just, you know, breaking all the temples, so much damage are they doing. So they could not bring the Ranganaji deity to Srirangam. At that time, some of the devotees, they went and prayed to the Narsingadev. Today morning we seen the Narsingadev, no? They went and prayed to the Narsingadev, somehow this Muslim king should die, then only we can bring the Ranganaji. So by the time what happened, that there were some dasis are there. Dasis means the dancers. So one lady was there. So she made a plan. She just put poison with her, took some poison with her. She just herself, she offered to the king. She made nicely friendship with the king. And she injected something and she killed that king, main king. And just after that, all the king and the whole family, they got some very severe disease by the arrangement of the Lord. Then the family, everybody died. In one shot, everybody died. So at that time, another Muslim king came from Delhi. So he were looking after the South India. So at that time, they want to bring the Ranganaji Namparmal deity from the Tirupati to Srirangam. Then what happened? The Hindu kings, they try to gather all the Hindu small kings. No, they're gathering everyone. So all together it was something like 30,000 people in their army. But the Mughals were 3 lakhs of them. 3 lakhs. But somewhere by the Ranganaji's mercy, they fought. Somewhere they brought the deity from Tirupati. They brought it someplace. They fought with them. Finally, with great struggle, they brought the Namparamal deity to Srirangam. So it was like, no, Ranganaji left from here around 70 years over. Went to Delhi, went to different places, then again to Tirupati. Like that, 70 years was over. So then, when they brought here, there is a problem. Some people, because one generation is gone, some people are saying that the second deity which they kept in the altar, that is the original deity. This is not the original deity. Some people are saying, no, that is the original, this is not the original. So there were big conflicts between these two parties. Then they decided, what shall we do now? Then they decided, let us ask to some people who are very old in this area, Srirangam. So then they find out there was one washerman. He was 105 years old itself. 105 years old. So this washerman told, I know the Ranganaji, the Namparamal deity, I know, he said. But he is blind, he could not see. He could not see anything. But then they brought him to the temple. They are carrying him and brought him to the temple. Then he told, actually Ranganaji's body, because he is a makkan chor in Vrindavan, he steals butter. His body has a fragrance of butter. So every day this dobi, this washerman, he used to wash the clothes of Ranganath. And after washing it, he will excuse the water and he will smell the water. The butter smell will come. After that, he used to drink the charana, that cloth washed water he used to drink. So he said, I cannot see the deity's difference, but if you wash and give me the water of the both deity's clothes, I will tell you which is the original deity, Namparamal. So then they agreed. Then everybody are waiting to see which is the original deity. Then first they gave which deity was in the temple, means the second deity, the duplicate deity. That deity's clothes they removed and they put it in the wash water. They squeezed it and he smelled it. And he said, no, not this one, not this one. Then next he gave the Namparamal deity, the Ranganaji's original Utsavamurthy's deity. That deity also came from Vaikuntha. That deity's clothes they removed and they put it in the water and squeezed it off. And he smelled it off. You could feel this is the butter smell. Smell was coming from the cloth. He started jumping, 105 years old. And Ide Namparamal, Namparamal, Namparamal. He started jumping in the old man. But he could identify the deity. Namparamal, our Lord. Namparamal, Nam means ours. Perumal means the Lord. Our Lord, our Lord. In Tamil it is Namparamal. He started jumping, Namparamal, Namparamal. So this is the way the Ranganaji got the name Namparamal. So this Namparamal name is not given by some acharyas or anything. Just an ordinary washerman. But this name became prominent. Now any people you ask where is Namparamal, they will tell where is Namparamal is. So similarly, there was another one washerman. He used to wash the Ranganaji's clothes very nicely. So one day he washed the clothes very carefully. When they wear the cloth, it should not be very rough to the Lord. It should be very soft and smooth, no? So he's washed very nicely to the cloth. And the pujari offered this cloth to Ranganaji. So when Ranganaji wearing this cloth, Ranganaji felt so happy. The washerman did the service very nicely. So those days, the Ranganaji used to speak with Ramanujacharya and the devotees. So it is just like, it is said that Acharyas used to say, the Namparamal deity used to deal with Ramanujacharya just like a child with his uncle. Normally the child, they don't talk very deeply into the parents. More than the parents, the child will love the uncle so much. So just like whenever Ramanujacharya comes, the Namparamal will ask whatever his desire is there. Everything he will ask to Ramanujacharya. I want this, I want that, I want this prasad. Everything he will ask to Ramanujacharya. So when Ramanujacharya came, Namparamal told that this washerman did wash his clothes so nicely. I was very happy with his service. So these acharyas are now, they are always so much compassion. They are always thinking, always making plans how to give mercy to the conditioned souls. So immediately Ramanujacharya, what he asked, no? Oh Lord, are you really happy? Are you really happy with the service of this washerman? Lord said, yes, yes, I was very pleased. Then Ramanujacharya told, then you do one thing for him. You just forgive that sin. When Krishna went to Mathura, that washerman didn't give the cloth to Krishna, right? You know that story, no? When Krishna asked to a washerman for a cloth, Kamsa's washerman. So he didn't give the clothes to Krishna. So Krishna gave one bit and he took off his head. So that anger was there. The Lord, he got the Lord's, just like a curse he have on that washerman. So Ramacharya prayed to Ranganath, Ranganath, then now you please remove that curse from the washerman's family. So from now onwards, you show your mercy to all the, you just remove that anger towards the washerman. You remove that curse. Immediately Ramacharya prayed that. So Ranganathji told, from now onwards, I will show my special blessing to all the washermans. So like this, the Nambarmal is performing many, many pastimes with different devotees. He's talking to devotees. He's always very friendly with those who are, you know, simple and humble. Just like yesterday we told, you know, how he is asking jewels to Venkatadri Swami. I want this jewel, I want that jewel, like that, I want a mukut. The same Ranganath, there was one king called as Sundara Pandya. Sundara Pandya, one big king. He is very famous. He used to have a very beautiful crown. In that crown, there was very special diamond stones and different kinds of color stones. Wherever he walks, all the people used to look at him, his crown. When he come to the temple also, nobody will be watching the deities. Everybody will be looking at his crown only. But very big king. And he is also very well known for his elephant. He has an elephant. He named the elephant also Sundara Pandya. That's a very big elephant, very huge in size, very big tusk that elephant has. So this king, he want to give a donation to Lord Ranganath. He thought, with proud, no? So with so much proud is there, but he want to give a big show of donation, no? So what he did, you know, he made a very big boat. Big boat. On that boat, he kept his huge elephant in the boat. So that boat will sink in the water a little bit, no? Along with that, he kept whatever his iron weapons are there, sword, knife, all these things, no? Everything he kept in the same boat, along with the elephant. So it was like a very heavy weight. So that boat is sinking in the water. For the same weight, and the other side, he made another one boat, very big boat. For the same weight of this elephant and the weight of all these iron weapons, he kept full of diamonds and gold and different kinds of Navaratnas. All these things he kept in the other boat. It was like a big pile of diamonds and gold, no? So he brought it very proudly. I'm going to give this to Ranganath. So he came with all these jewels to give to Ranganathji. So Ranganathji seen, he has some, you know, that aham mamedi, this is all mine, I am giving donation, this kind of mentality he had. So Ranganathji said, oh, he came and brought it. Ranganath, take this, this is a donation for you. So Ranganathji said, oh, I don't need anything, just throw it outside, everything. Put it in the garbage. Lord said, I don't want this, just throw it outside. The king was shocked, you know. He just very proudly brought all these things, but Ranganathji never accepted that. What shall you do? Nope, that was lying, that prasadam counter is there, no? Where the present day's prasadam counter, that gate, that place only, it was lying down for like a pile of gold and diamonds. It was lying there because Lord told to throw it outside. So they put it everything there only. Lord is not accepting. So because of the Lord not accepted, none of the devotees in Srirangam, nobody touched that. Because they thought, our Lord doesn't want this, then what shall we do this? Nobody look at that. In the rain and sun, everything it is lying down, nobody is taking that. So this king made, he put some security for that. Nobody should take that. So that's why that gate, even now it is called as Aryabhatal gate. Aryabhatal means the security. So even now that gate is known after that. But such a Ranganath, you know, if in the story of Venkatadri Swami, he's begging. My dear, he's a simple brahmachari, he doesn't have anything, but Lord is begging, can you make me a crown for me? Can you make me a Makarakandimala? Can you make me this prasad? He's requesting to the devotee. But such a same Lord, when in the case of Venkatadri Swami, Sundara Pandya, just told, I don't want anything, just throw it outside. So this king was so humiliated, he was running, what to do? Lord is not accepting, Lord doesn't want any of his thing. So every day he used to come and watch at the Ranganathji and he pray for that, praying, please accept Lord, like that he was praying. So one day, the Namparmal's Abhishek was going on. So while the Abhishek was going on, they were pouring water. So at the same time they give this Argya, Padya, Achavani, all these things, no? You see in the temple, all the temple will have 4 or 5 cups, then there is a big cup to pour all the water. So the pujaris forgot to bring that big vessel. So at that time, the pujari is asked, where is that big vessel? Pujari suddenly asked. Then no one, everyone is looking, where is the pot, where is the pot? That time this king removed his beautiful crown. Please pour into this Swamiji, like that. He's removed his crown and told. Oh, Ranganaji liked that very much. Okay, bring all those diamonds. And he became humble. Immediately Lord told, okay, bring everything. So then Lord showed very special favor to him. They decorated all those diamonds in the temple and different places. So even now, in the while doing Abhishek time, so they will ask in one particular time, they will ask, where is the Sundara Pandian? Bring that Sundara Pandian. Means that vessel they call as Sundara Pandian. Even now he is honored, even now by the Ranganaji. Also while that old man, the washerman, he drank the excused water, he drank, no? So even now after the Abhishek, the Charanamrita, how they give, you know, they don't give it in teaspoon. After the Abhishek, the cloth will be there. They'll remove the cloth of the Ranganaji and they will squeeze it off. And people will be, you know, hangering, running to take that Charanamrita from the cloth. They will give it in the squeezing only, when the cloth only. Thousands of people will be there and all our body, everybody will get that Tirtham only, yellow color water. They'll squeeze the, like that only they will give the Charanamrita. That they, Tamil, they call as Iravadai Tirtham. Like that only they used to take the Charanamrita, the very special in a Srirangam temple. Then, yesterday we were saying about one devotee called Nampillai, you know. Nampillai, how he was giving lecture and the Ranganaji came and listened to his lecture. So he's very great devotee. So actually, he was in his previous life, he was Tirumangai Alvar, Parakalji, you know. Parakal Alvar, who used to steal the money from non-devotees and build the temple. Actually, he used to talk with, he never liked the direct Krishna, Ram like that. He liked only the deities. Because every deities used to speak with him. So he likes only the deities. He visited all the 108, all the 106 Divyadesham temple. Wherever we'll go, he will glorify the deities. The deities will talk with him. Sometimes the deities will come behind him. Can you sing one more song for me? In one particular temple he will go. He will sing, he just sang one song and gone. Then the Lakshmi Devi told, Hare, just, it is shame for us if he sing only one song. You please ask him to sing some more song. Then this Tirumangalar already left and he went to the next temple. Then he said, the Lord went and said, no, my wife told, please, okay, he sing two more songs for us. Then he will sing two more songs for that deity. So like that, in one place he went to Kumbakonam, Tirumangai Alvar. There he seen one deity, his name is Bhaktavatsala, the Lord. If you go to Kumbakonam, there are many beautiful temples, many beautiful pastimes. Everywhere you can hear this deity spoken to this, like this, no? So he went to the deity, he was singing in the Tamil that songs he sing, particular song. So Lord asked, what is the meaning of that song? Then Tirumangalwar told, oh Lord, you can't understand Tamil because you are always born in the North India. You appeared as Ram, Krishna, everything in North. Therefore, you can't understand this Tamil at all. So if you want, in that song, in the last he told, even you can learn this song, like that he told. Because so dear to the Lord, no? Just even you can learn this song, like that he ended the song. So Lord asked, what is the meaning of that? Then he said, if you want to learn, you come as, you should appear in Tamil, then only you can understand. So just to understand the Divya Prabandham, the songs of the Alvar, the Lord, that same that deity, he appeared as one devotee called Periyavachan Pillai. As a disciple of, so this Tirumangai Alvar Parakalji, you know, he again appeared as Nampillai. So Nampillai, who was giving class, no? So Lord was listening the lecture from this devotee. So this devotee, this Nampillai, is a very great person. So once, his guru, there is a person called Parasharabhatta, is there, no? Parasharabhatta, Kuresha's son is Parasharabhatta. Parasharabhatta's disciple is Nanjiyar. Nanjiyar means in Sanskrit, Madhavacharya. And his disciple is Nampillai. Actually, Nanjiyar, he wrote the commentary for the Alvar songs in 9,000 verses. He wrote commentary. And he told to copy this commentary in that time there is no printing press, no, they have to copy by writing only. He gave this order to this Nampillai. So Nampillai took this order very carefully, tied it, and he was just crossing the Kaveri by a boat. But somewhere by, unfortunately, the Kaveri suddenly big flood came. It took away only one copy of all commentary, no, it was carried away from him. He lost all the commentary. He just went back. He was crying. He don't know what to do. What shall I do? How I will? Because the only commentary, 9,000 slogas. He was giving many, many days class. And that all written as that is the only copy that was lost. So he went to his house. He was crying. And he just prayed to his lotus feet of his guru. And he started writing that. And that writing, no, he got all the 9,000 verses. It was with more sweeter, much more better he wrote. Then he brought it to his guru and showed. So guru became so happy. Then actually his name is Nampur Varadacharya. He called, oh my child, that's why Nam Pillai. Nam means our child. Nam Pillai, he became as a Nam Pillai. So his commentary became more sweeter. He gave very detailly. So he's a very nice Acharya. So he and this Nanchiyar used to have very nice discussion. So their discussion is very famous. So once this Nampillai asked his guru, why does the Lord takes incarnation, avatar? So Nanchiyar told, the Lord takes avatar just to punish the Vaishnava offenders. That is the answer he gave. Just to punish the Vaishnava aparadis, one who offends the devotees, no? Just to punish them, the Lord appears. Just like Duryodhan, they offended Pandavas. So just to punish them, the Lord appears. Then he asked, what is the, how one can understand I have achieved the Vaishnava quality? Then he said, one who treats other Vaishnava as his own wife and children. No, it means considering the other Vaishnavas as his own wife and children. If you could see other Vaishnavas as his own wife and children, such a respect, such a love, then he could understand that I have achieved the quality of Vaishnava. Then he asked, what is the Vaishnava aparad? What is the Vaishnava aparad? For that, this Nanchiyar told, Vaishnava aparada means thinking other devotee is equal to me. It's a Vaishnava aparad. He's saying that. Means we should consider always other devotees better than me. We should not consider other devotees equal to me. That is the Vaishnava aparad itself. He is saying. So can you imagine what is the standard of etiquette they followed with devotees? That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took this principle from Sri Sampradaya. Vaishnava Seva. And Mahaprabhu took two principles from all the Sampradaya. No? So this Vaishnava Seva is very prominent in Sri Sampradaya. We can see when the devotees meet each other. No, they say, Dasosmi. In Tamil, they say, Adiyen, Adiyen, Dasan. When they speak also, you do this, you do this. Dasan, 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 Dasan. Like yes, 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 we say, no. They say, Dasan, 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 Adiyen, Adiyen. So this Vaishnava culture, no, the respect, how to respect. And they, while speaking to the senior devotee also, if you observe, no, they'll speak like this. The spit should not fall on them. So they will keep their mouth like this. Then only they speak like this. So much that learned from them in the Vaishnava etiquette. How much to respect the devotees. How much to treat the devotees. That and all we can learn from the Vaishnavism. So that's why Mahaprabhu took Vaishnava Seva from the Sri Sampradaya. So we'll get a doubt. All these alvars, all these deities, everything in Tamil Nadu. Among the 108 Divyadesham temples, around 80 temples are in Tamil Nadu. All these 12 alvars are in Tamil Nadu. And Bhagavatam also glorifying, no? Dravida Desha. Dravida Desha is the place where the bhakti is born from. In the Bhagavatam also there is sloga is there, Dravida. So why everything is happened in Tamil Nadu? So for that there is one small story is there. Actually, what happened, you know, once in Kailas, Shiva and Parvati, the marriage was taking place in Kailas. So all the demigods, all the rishis, everyone was going to see the marriage of Shiva and Parvati. So among that rishis, the Agastya Rishi, you know, he also there to see the marriage of Shiva and Parvati. So then whole universe, everyone is in the one place. The earth was became imbalance. The weight was very heavy in one side. So other side is going up like this. So then they called their engineer, Vishwakarma. What is happening? Why it is imbalance? Do something, no, to make it balance. Then they said, the whole weight is in the one particular place. So at least we should send half of the people to the south, Dravida Desha. Then only it will become equal, southern side. Then he said, among the all weight, this Agastya Rishi, his weight is 1/3. No, that much of his own weight. because he's mystical, he has so much power. Sometime he be angry, sometime he became angry, he will drink the whole ocean. Swallow it off, whole ocean he will drink. So such a powerful person, you know. So due to his mystical yoga siddhi, whole earth's whatever weight is there, 1/3 is his own weight. So he said, if you send this one Agastya Rishi to the south, then no weight will become okay. So Agastya Rishi was so eager to even to see the marriage of Shiva and Parvati. So Agastya Rishi became very angry. He just cursed Vishwakarma that you became like this, so many curses in anger he gave to Vishwakarma. In return, Vishwakarma told, you became, your where you stay, the Dravida Desha, that place will become full of atheistic, full of non-devotees, bhakti, Lord will never appear there, like that, so many curses he gave in Vishwakarma in return. So Agastya Rishi felt so very bad, no? Because of me, this South India, this land of Dravida Desha got all cursed, the Lord will not appear, the bhakti will not take place there. So like this, all this curses happen just because of me. The great souls are very compassionate, no? So this Agastya Rishi, when he came to the South India, he went to a parvat called Agastya Parvat. Even now it is there near to Kanyakumari. That parvat he started set on a place and he started meditating on the Supreme Lord Vishnu for 10,000 years. So he meditated on the Lord. Finally the Lord appeared in a beautiful form. So he told, my dear Lord, because of me this area got this curse. So he kindly removed that curse. And kindly you appear here along with all your paraphernalia and bless this area. So Lord said, I am going to personally appear as all the Divyadeshams and all my Shanga, Chakra, Gada, Patma, Vanamala, all these things, they will be appeared as Alvars in South India. So therefore you can see all the Alvars, you know, Lord's Kaustubamani became Kulshekar Alvar, Lord's Vanamala became Vipranarayana Alvar, Thondaradi Padi Alvar, Lord's Shanga, Chakra, Gada, Shanga, Gada and the Talwar, you know, that became first three Alvars, Paige Alvar, Bhudat Alvar, Pei Alvar, and Sudarshan Chakra became a Tirumalisai Alvar, and like that all the 12 Alvars appeared just because of this Agastya Rishi's prayers. So and this all these 12 Alvars, all these 12 of them glorified Lord Ranganath. But other deities, only one Alvar, two Alvar, like that, the Divya Desham. But the Ranganathji is the only Lord, he was glorified by all these 12 Alvars. So 12 are among that, there's one Alvar, particularly Vipranarayana, is very famous. Because every day morning they wake up the Lord, no? So while waking the Lord, they will play Veena and they will sing a song. That song was written by this particular Alvar known as Vipranarayana. So how many of you know the story of Vipranarayana? How many of you heard at least? Okay, so we'll try to tell that story of Vipranarayana. So Vipranarayana, he was a Brahmana. He was came from near to Kumbakonam, one place. So he was so attached to Ranganath. Hearing the glories of Ranganath, he came to Srirangam. And he was remained as a Brahmachari. He very strong Brahmachari, very strict Brahmachari. He just every day will make nice garden. He made a very beautiful garden. In that garden, he make tulsi plant, different flower, varieties of flowers. He used to water the plant and took care of the flowers. And he'll make, when it's bud only, he'd pluck the flowers and tie it like a very beautiful garland. And he used to offer to Ranganathji. Every day he was doing like this. He was remaining alone in his hut, ashram. The time was going like this. So at that time, there was one Devadasi, one dancing lady called as Devadevi. Just like today morning we went to that Uttamar Kovil, you know, Uttamar Kovil, Purushottam temple. Remember Purushottam deity? So that place, there was a lady. She was very beautiful lady. Her name is Devadevi. Devadevi. She was a dancing girl at the northern side. South side there is a king, Urayur, Chola king. In the Chola king's courtyard, she is a dancing lady. So she used to come from the north side and cross that Kaveri and come to Srirangam. Then you cross the south Kaveri and go to the Chola king and dances there. And she used to go this way. So she and her friend, they used to, one day they are walking in this garden where the Vipranarayana is making flower garland. So she is just, whomever seen her beauty, everybody will get attracted. At least they will look at her. But this Brahmachari never pay any attention Even not even looking at her. He's just doing his service. So detached. No, he was performing his service. So this Devadevi told to her friend, look at this person, even not even looking at me. She tried to show his beauty, no, but he's never bothered. He was just completely engaged in the service of Lord. So he was not at all looking, not even looking also. So this lady told, her friend told, this person is not like an ordinary person. You cannot do anything to him. He never even look at you. It is impossible for you, her friend told. So Devadevi became very angry. Acha, my beauty, I cannot do this. Big persons are falling at the, big king is falling at my feet. What is this brahmachari? I will make him to fall down. You see, within few days I will make him to fall down. He made a vow. Within 6 months time, she asked, within 6 months time you give me, I will make this brahmachari to fall down at my feet. She made a vow. But he, that friend told, if you made him as your servant, I will become your maid servant. Otherwise, you became a servant to me. Like that, they both had a challenge. So after that, what happened? Both of them went. The next day, this Devadevi, he came as a nice Vaishnava devotee lady, wearing a nice sari, nice tilak, kandimala, everything she wear. And she came to this brahmachari's place and told, if offered his obeisances. And but that devotee is not even looking at her. He was just engaged in service. He asked, what do you want? He said, actually, I am very, very fallen soul. My mother is a prostitute. So she engaging me in all kinds of bad activities. Actually, I am very much interested. I want to perform devotional service. But there is no opportunity for me. My mother is engaging me in this bad activities. So I want to perform some devotional service. I want, kindly you engage me in your service. I will be staying somewhere in the corner. You give me a place. I will also help you in making the garden. Something, you are crying, everything. Viparnath told, it's not at all possible. I am a brahmachari. It's not possible to keep any lady here. Not possible. He sent away. Again, next day she came. Again approached. Please, kindly show mercy upon me. I want to do some service. You can do like that. Like that, she is coming again and again and again. Then finally told, he felt some compassion. Okay, her mother is engaging in the bad service. Let us do some service. Okay, do some seva and stay outside. Stay outside, like that he said. So this within her heart, his goal was to some more make this devotee to fall down to the prayer, to Maya, like that. No, she was trying. Meanwhile, she every day she will come and make the garlands. She will help him all the ways, no, pouring water to the flowers, making flower garlands. Viparnarayan never even look at her. Such a detached person. So she was every day making like this. No, she is also going to Ranganath, and every day she is praying to the Namparmal. Namparmal, if I failed, then I have to become a maid servant. Kindly, you kindly give this opportunity to make this person fall on me. He was also praying. Every day she is also going and praying to Ranganath. Every day she is praying. So days went on like this, but nothing is happening. So she again went prayed. So one day she got an opportunity. There was a, she used to sleep outside actually. Viparnarayan used to sleep in an ashram. So one day there was heavy rain was there, severe rain, and this lady was completely wet, and there is no cloth for him. So Viparnarayan was sleeping inside. So she came slowly, and she was sleeping at the veranda. Somewhere she came, enter into the room, and Viparnarayan was sleeping. She, with her bad intention, no, she came and tried to massage his feet, and somewhere by the Lord's arrangement, Viparnarayan fell to her Maya. So Viparnarayan just, he was enjoyed with this great brahmachari. He was fallen to this lady Devadevi, and after enjoying with her, he forgot everything about all the devotional service, everything. He was just completely mad after her. He was all the time with her. He was so this Devadevi's mother, she want money. She will ask for money like that. So he used to do anything just to get the association of Devadevi. So finally the days gone, he forgot about this all flower garland making, every service, everything was gone. Just by one lady. Everything was finished. All the devotional service was gone. She was like a madman, just completely, because she's such a beautiful lady. So he was just after her. He was lying down on the street somewhere. He will lie down. Never go to the temple. Completely he was in a Maya with him. So that time that lady, no, who was challenged, he was successful. So that she became the maid servant. He became very successful. So, but after that, what happened is she achieved her purpose fulfilled. No, she left Vipranarayan and she went. She went to her home. At that time, Vipranarayan was very sincere, innocent person. He thought she is really loving him. She thought she went to her home to take her association. But her mother, if you bring money, you come inside. Otherwise, don't come in. They pushed him outside from the house. So Vipranarayan was just waiting for, he thought he's really loving me, say thinking that he used to sleep in the outside of her house, Devadevi's house, lying down like that. So one day Ranganaji and Lakshmi Devi, they are going in a palanquin. So there Lakshmi Devi seen that Vipranarayan sleeping on the outside doors of this, somewhere in the streets of Ranganaji, in the streets of Srirangam. Lakshmi Devi told, look at your devotee, he used to do such a wonderful service. Now somewhere the Maya, he has fallen like this. It is our duty to protect him. Kindly you go and bring him back to our service, Lakshmi Devi requested. So Ranganaji said, yes, today we will go and somewhere we'll deliver him back. So that day, next day, Vipranarayan again, he was going to the Devadevi's house to get her association. So again, the lady, the mother-in-law, no, that Devadevi's mother, they're coming very angrily. Go out. Either you bring money, otherwise for you, no entrance in the house. You bring nice money, gold, everything, then only for your entrance. Otherwise, go out. They push him out. If he gets some money, something if he give, they will allow him inside. So he was like, you know, completely madman. He was just lying down there. So what Ranganaji did, no? Ranganaji just to want to help him. What he did? One day, the Ranganaji from the altar, the small deity in Amparmal, went in a very beautiful boy. He took his golden pot, you know, golden pot he took from the altar and went to the Devadevi's house. And he said, I am the servant of Vipranarayana. You take this golden vessel and please allow him again. The Lord so compassionate, no, he never want to disturb the devotee. He just to allow him inside. Saying this, the Lord gave the golden vessel to the Lord's own Abhishekam vessel, no? The Tulamas, I told, no, the Kaveri 66 crores Tirthas will come. That time they used this very beautiful golden vessel, golden pot. That the Ranganaji gave to this lady and told, you today when Vipranarayan will come, please allow him inside. So that lady was holding that vessel and she was going to fill water in the well. Then the neighbor lady seen that. And her lover was working in a temple, security. Next day, the securities were searching for that pot in the temple. They were searching everywhere. Where is the Ranganaji's golden vessel? It's missing. Everyone is searching for that missing golden vessel. And they arrested all the securities in the temple. At that time, this lady who is in love with this security, he told, no, it is not by the securities. It is in the Devadevi's house. I seen the golden vessel. She came and told to the king. So king put an investigation. King called all the people. King called Devadevi. Then Devadevi told, I didn't tell. One person, he told, he's a servant of Vipranarayana. He only brought me this golden pot. He only gave me. So it was sent by the Vipranarayana. He only sent this golden vessel to me. Then immediately they went and arrested Vipranarayan. Vipranarayan was innocent. He doesn't know anything. So they put Vipranarayan also in the jail. And he just, my Ranganatha, what I will do, only you can save me. He just prayed and went to the jail. So that night Ranganaji came and told, who you thought, Vipranarayan is my devotee. I just personally to save him, I personally gave him. Immediately you should bring him outside and all of you should fall at his feet. And like that Lord came and told in the dream of king. So they delivered Vipranarayan. And that time onwards Vipranarayan became a totally changed person. Just thinking the mercy, how Ranganaji delivered him from the Maya. Even though he went in a Maya, he went in a wrong route. Lord, he just never punished him very badly, you know. He just, out of love, out of compassion, he just delivered him and bring him back to the service, you know. So Lord told, I want your service back. So again he came back to the service. Then he told, from now onwards, I am becoming a dust of the devotees. Thunder, adi, podi. Thunder means devotees, servants. Adi means feet. Podi means dust. So in Sanskrit they call him as Bhaktangri Renu. Bhaktangri Renu Alvar. Thunder, adi, podi, Alvar. So then he became a completely detached devotee, very wonderful devotee. he used to sung, he sung one very beautiful song called Tirumalai. Tirumalai and the Tirupalli Elchi, how the he could get the vision of the, all the Lord's pastimes, and he wrote this Tirupalli Elchi song. That is the song even now the Ranganaji in the everyday morning he used to hear the songs of this Bhaktangri Renu, and Lord wakes up in the morning. See Tondaladi Padiyalvar ki. So you got any confusion in this story? No problem? So you can identify in the Alvar's deities. We see in the Vipranarayana, he will be having a flower basket with him. The 12 Alvars, no? Tirumangai Alvar, you can easily identify. You will have a sword and this thing. And this Vipranarayana also very easily you can identify. He will be having a flower basket with him. So in the, when you enter to the Rangaranga Gopuram, the first right side temple is Kuresha's temple. The second temple is Vipranarayan temple. So if you go there, you can see there is a Krishna deity and there is a Vipranarayan deity was there. So next we will talk about Sripad Yamunacharya, because today we went to Yamunacharya Samadhi, no? So we will tell few things about Sripad Yamunacharya. Yamunacharya ki jai. So Yamunacharya is the Acharya. Srila Prabhupada often quotes the slogans from Yamunacharya, that Stotra Ratna, no? There are some 10 to 15 slogans, very wonderful, amazing slogans. That Prabhupada often quotes this one sloga, Yadavadi Mama Chitta Krishna Pada Ravindayor. After enjoying very beautiful, beautiful pastimes of Krishna, new, I am getting more and more nectarian taste. When I think about the material sex life, I will spit on that thought. That sloga is sung by Yamunacharya. So Prabhupada often quotes this sloga, Yamunacharya sloga. So now we will talk a little bit about Yamunacharya. You are agree? So there was a devotee named as Nathamuni. Nathamuni, not Nardamuni, it's Nathamuni. So Nathamuni is the form of Prema Bhakti. All the time merged in Prem. So he has a disciple. That disciple is a king. And he had eight wives. Sometime the king will come to see his guru Nathamuni with his wife, eight wives. So he used to think this is like Krishna coming with his Ashtasakis. He will fall pay obeisance to him. Wherever he see, he will see Krishna everywhere. Sometime a king will come, so he will think he is a Ram. Sometime in the Rama's conscious. So he used to think those days the kings will come in the horse. So sometime the king want to climb on the horse. One person will go and stand there. The king used to keep his feet on his shoulder and climb on the horse. So when he will think he is a Chakravarti, Ram came. So when the king want to climb on the horse, his own guru, his disciple is coming to climb the horse, the guru will go and stand like that. So without knowledge, this disciple, the king will keep his feet on the guru and climb on the horse. Then he will turn back, he sees it's Guru Maharaj. Again he get down and fall at his feet. So such a ecstasy, transcendental person, Nathamuni, very great devotee. So this Nathamuni, his son is Ishwaramuni. So Ishwaramuni, he is also a great devotee. He went on a pilgrimage to North India, Vrindavan, especially Vrindavan. So he went, he seen all the beautiful pastimes of Vrindavan. Then he visited all the 12 forests of Vrindavan. Then he took bath in the Yamuna River. Then he just very happily came to South India, near to Kattumannar Kovil. One place is there. So in the remembrance, later he got a son. So he named, and the remembrance of Vrindavan, he named his son as Yamuna. And the river, Yamuna River, no? And the remembrance, he named him as Yamuna. So that Yamuna, later he became as Yamunacharya. So it's very nice pastime with Yamunacharya. So Yamuna, when he was a small boy, he was only 6 years old. He was studying in a Gurukul, under a guru. So his guru's name is Bhashyacharya. So Bhashyacharya, he was teaching Yamuna. So in that same country, there was one king was there, one Chola king. The Tamil Nadu was divided by three kings on those days. One is Chera, one is Chola, one is Pandya. So the Kulasekara Alvar comes on the Chera dynasty. And some of the Matsyavadar fish, that king, he comes from the Pandya dynasty. That the Pandya kings, they used to have in their flag, the mark is fish mark. So they're from the Pandya dynasty. And the Chola kings, they were served in the, when the Mahabharata war, they were in the side of Pandavas to cook in the Pandavas. So these are very old stories. So in the Chola, there are some Chola kings are Shaivites, some Chola kings are Vaishnavites, both are there. So in this Chola king, he was one king was there. This Chola king had a very big scholar. His name is Kolahala. He's a very big scholar. Wherever you go, he will take a person in challenge and he will defeat him. Within seconds, he will defeat any scholar. And the person who has defeated, he has to pay lifelong tax to him. Every month, he has to pay tax to him. If he didn't pay the tax, the king will go and arrest him. So such a powerful scholar, even the king is under the control of this Kolahala. Although the king is under this Kolahala is under the king, but the king also always so attached to this Kolahala. So once what happened, this Yamuna's guru, Bhashyacharya, also got defeated by this Kolahala. So this Bhashyacharya has to pay tax to Kolahala. One day, this Yamunacharya was in the ashram of Bhashyacharya. Some of the disciples of this Pandit Kolahala, they came to the ashram of Bhashyacharya. And they asked, where is your guru? Where is your guru? They asked this little Yamuna. She's a small boy, having a very nice Vaishnava, Sri Vaishnava tilak, wearing a beautiful Gurukul Bhashi is in Sri Vaishnava, very nice, very beautiful, wearing a nice thread like that, wearing a small dhoti, small beautiful boy. They asked, where is your guru? He said, very humbly, he said, our Guru Maharaj, he went somewhere outside. Then he said, Yamunacharya asked in return, who are you? They said very proudly, you don't know who are we? You don't know who are we? We are the great, great disciples of that great scholar Kolahala. Even the king is controlled by our guru Kolahala. You don't know we? Like that very proudly they told. So then they told, your guru Bhashyacharya, he has defeated in the debate. So he has to pay tax to our guru Kolahala. He didn't pay it for many, many years. So we came to collect the tax. Very proudly they were saying. So either you pay tax, otherwise we will arrest him. Like that. And the small boy, Yamunacharya, he was listening to everything. And finally said, your guru is simply a fool number one. He said. 6 years old boy. They were very greatly shocked, you know. The small boy speaking to the big scholar, Kolahala, is a fool. Then he said, how you... They became very angry. Then he said, by seeing the disciples, we can understand the quality of the guru. You guys are so proud, and seeing you are proud and all these things, we can understand what kind of guru he is. Like that he said. Then if Yamunacharya said, if your guru is so powerful, then ask him to come and have a debate with me. Small boy, Yamunacharya told. If he is such a powerful, I want to have a debate with him. Ask him to come and debate with me. So they very angrily they went and told to this Kolahala, that small boy Yamuna, he want to have a debate with you. The king heard this. King was laughing. Ha ha ha. He was start laughing. That small boy, he want to have a debate with this Kolahala, such a great scholar of our kingdom. The king was laughing. But still, on those days, it is the custom. Now, if somebody called for a challenge, they have to accept it. They have to accept it and defeat it. That is the system. Then the king immediately sent a letter to Yamunacharya. Yamuna, oh little Yamuna, you should come to the court. You should have a debate with this Kolahala. So Yamuna told, this is not an ordinary debate. So I cannot just come like that. If I want to come to the court, you should have nice palanquin for me and also nice elephants and horses and all the musical instruments. This all you send, then only I will come. Otherwise, I cannot come. He wrote a reply back to this Kolahala. So Kolahala read that. Kolahala again he said, the king. King sent nice palanquin, elephant, the brahmanas chanting the Vedas, everything he sent. So Yamunacharya, little Yamuna that day, he just sat on a palanquin. They were carrying him to the court of this Chola king. So all the Brahmana devotees, you know, many devotees, Brahmanas, Vaishnavas, they were all defeated by this Kolahala. They were all praying to the Ranganath. Oh Krishna, kindly some or other, this time this Kolahala's pride should be crushed into powder. Kindly make this Yamunacharya win. Everyone is praying in their heart just to make Yamunacharya win. Everyone is praying. So little Yamuna, very humbly sitting in a palanquin, they were taking him to the court of this king. So in the kingdom, everyone is very eagerly watching what is going to happen. The queen was sitting with the king. That time Yamunacharya entered into the court. So king started laughing. Ha ha ha. This person, this small boy, he want to debate with this Kolahala, our great scholar. Just look at him. He was saying to his queen, just like a mouse, a rat, you know, rat mouse. Just like a mouse devoured by a cat. Cat will eat the mouse, no? Just like that, within seconds he is going to finish. Ha 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 ha. He was saying, the king very proudly talking. Then the queen heard that. Queen said, no, 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 it is not like this. This boy is something very special. He is very effulgent in his face. He is very, very special. Just like a small spark, it will finish a huge amount of dry grass. One spark is enough, no? If it is cotton. One small spark, if you put, whole cotton will be finished. Just like that, today this Kolahala is going to finish by this small Yamuna. The queen told. So this Kolahala was standing, sitting there. He also heard this. Ennai Alavandaro. Whether he came to rule over me, in Tamil he asked. Alavandar means rule. Ala means rule. Ennai Alavandaro. Whether he came to rule over me, this Kolahala asked. And queen said, yes, Alavandar. Yes, he came to rule over you. So at that time, the king and queen, they had a debate between them. The king said, if at all this boy defeated this Kolahala, I will give him half of my kingdom to him and I will make him a king, just opposite to me. Then queen said, if at all this Kolahala defeated Yamuna, I will become a maid servant of your maid servants. The queen said. So there is two debates, two challenges. One is between Yamunacharya and Kolahala, another with king and the queen. So two debates. So all the audience are very eagerly watching what is going to happen. So eager, it is the special match. So at that time, the Yamunacharya is sitting in one side with all his brahmanas are supporting him on the side, and the other side was Kolahala was sitting. So this Kolahala, first he started asking his questions. So whatever toughest question he will ask, Yamunacharya within seconds he will answer. Every question he will ask, Yamunacharya tuck, tuck, tuck. Every question he will ask, he will answer. Then Yamunacharya asked, why are you asking such easy questions? Why can't you ask some tough questions? He said. Oh, is that because of I am a small boy, you are thinking that I am small, so that if that is your logic, then a water buffalo is bigger than you, that is better than you? He asked. Then this Kolahala, whatever questions he had, everything he asked, finally he don't have any question to ask. Then the Kolahala said, actually now I am finished my questions, now it is your time, you ask question, I will answer. Kolahala said to Yamuna. Yamunacharya said, okay, now I will ask questions. Then Yamuna said, little Yamuna, 6 years old boy, he said, I will make three sentences. I will tell three sentences. You should disprove that. Suppose he will tell this is day, then he has to prove this is night. He should prove, whatever he say, he should tell that opposite. He should prove it. Because in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, we will read how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no, he will talk different logic, then he will prove it as the wrong, then the wrong he will prove in again right. So those days, this is the system between the scholars. They used to have debates like this. So Yamunacharya told that I will make three sentences. So now you Kolahala, you try to prove that these three are false. Like that you have to prove. So Kolahala said, oh, I did this so many times, I defeated so many people like this thing. You can talk anything, I will prove it. If he have his own quotations, all these things, no? So Yamunacharya said, okay. So my first sentence is, oh Kolahala, your mother, she is not a barren woman. Not a barren woman means, you know, no? The mother who doesn't have a child is called as barren woman, you know? And in, what do you call in Marathi, Hindi? Banch. Apko mother a banch nahi hai. Aisa bola. So what he has to prove? Banch hai bolke prove karna. Is it possible when he is there, how he can say his mother is a banch? It's not possible, no? He was thinking up and down what to do. The sweating is coming in the body. So he doesn't have answer how I can prove that my mother is a banch. So Yamunacharya was watching. Kolahala is watching everywhere. People are laughing at him. Then sweating is coming in the body. The first time he got such a question. He never expected such a question. So he was blinking like this. And Yamunacharya laughed. Acha, you don't know? You can't do this? Okay, I will tell my second question. Then Yamunacharya said, he's showing at our king. See, our king is the most pious person, he said. So what he has to prove? He is a sinful person, he has to prove. He is impious or he is a sinful person. If he prove the king is a sinful, what king will do? He will cut his head. So, Kolahala is thinking, what shall I do? If I tell king is a sin, immediately he will cut his throat and he will send him out. So how we can prove that our king is a sinful? He was blinking, again sweating. He was completely shivering. His body started shivering. First time his all ego got crushed, no? So he was so much, you know, feeling very bad. What should do? He was thinking. Then Yamunacharya said, Acha, you don't know this also? Okay, then I will ask my third sentence. At least you answer for this. Then third sentence, Yamunacharya said, Oh, Kolahala, our queen, she is a most chaste lady. So what chaste lady means, you know, Padivrata. Amara Rani hai, wo to Padivrata hai. So what he has to prove? Padivrata nahi hai bolna. Agar aisa bole to kya ho jayega? Unke immediately sir ko nikalega na. So that way, Yamunacharya asked her three sentences. Kola was completely speechless. In his life, first time, he have no answer for his questions. Then Kolahala, when the ego is totally crushed, no, he became so angry. He said, he is offending our king and the queen, therefore he must be killed immediately. He ordered to the king. He told the king. King also saying, yes, 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 yes. King also saying. Then all the persons who are supporting Yamunacharya, they said, there was no such a thing. He never offended. Then this Kolahala said, if he is not offending, then he has to answer for his own questions. He has to prove for his own questions. Then these people who are supporting Yamunacharya, they were saying, there is no such a thing there. He has to answer for his own question. Such a thing is nowhere. It is not there. So it's all false. It's all wrong. They were all shouting. Both sides there. Some people are supporting him. Some people are supporting him. Like that big shouting sound was going on. Yamunacharya said, okay, Shandi, Shandi, I will answer for my own questions. Yamunacharya said. So what is the first thing Yamunacharya said? Mother is not a barren woman. So Yamunacharya said, Oh Kolahala, according to the Manu Smriti, Manu Shastra, a mother who have only one son, she is considered as a barren woman. So therefore, Oh Kolahala, you are the only son of your mother, therefore your mother is a barren woman. Hari Bol! All the devotees from the Yamunacharya side, they all said Hari Bol. So, then the second thing. What is the second thing? King is a most pious person told. So he has to prove it's a sinful. Then Yamunacharya said, Oh Kolahala, according to the Manusmriti Shastra, a king, he has to take the sin of the public. What is public is there, no? Among the people, whatever sins they commit, 1/6 will go to the king, according to the Shastra. So although we all know our king is very, very pious, very, very charitable, very, very good person, out of his compassion, mercy, he is accepting the sin of thousands and millions of people's sin he is accepting. Therefore, he is not pious. He is sinful. So, our queen was becoming so happy. King was not very happy. On the other side. So then third thing came. What is the third thing? Queen is a chaste lady. So Kolahala said, Yamunacharya said, Oh Kolahala, we all know that our queen is a most chaste lady in the whole earth, we can say. But according to the Shastra, a king is the representative of 7 different demigods. Indra, Agni, Varuna, Vayu, Chandra, like that. 7 demigods. The king is the representative of these 7 demigods. So while this king, while this queen, she is serving this king, she is also same time she is serving 7 men together. So any lady, she is serving 7 men together, she cannot be called as a chaste. So when this was told by Yamunacharya, the queen, she became so happy. she just jumped out of his asan, you know, throne. She just jumped out of throne. Alavandar, 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 saying this. Your queen went and embraced this beautiful boy, Yamunacharya. Then queen's eyes, tears came. He was just embraced with Yamunacharya. So then what happened? That's why the Yamunacharya got the name Alavandar. So Prabhupada also write in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Alavandaru, Alavandaru. So this Alavandar name came like this to Yamunacharya. So the king also defeated, naturally. The king also lost the debate. So king, what he did? He gave the half of his kingdom to Yamunacharya. So this little Yamuna, although he's 6 years old, he became the king of a big providence, South Indian big king he became. So he was a very expert king. He was looking over his people very nicely. He was developing his economical, everything he was doing. Although he's only 6 years old boy. So he was maintaining it so perfectly, so nicely. But the neighbor kings, they thought he's only a small boy. We will take advantage of him. We will go and fight with him. So they just want to fight with him. But Yamuna very nicely organized his army and he started defeating everyone. He started making his kingdom bigger and wider and wider and wider. He became like an expert king. Then, but he was completely engaged in his materialistic activities like developing the kingdom, maintaining the public, all these things. He slowly, slowly reduced his chanting, Bhagavad Gita reading, all these things are coming down. Sadhana is coming down slowly, slowly, slowly. He is completely absorbed in this materialistic activities. So meanwhile, before that only, when he was a child, that time only, the Ishwaramuni left this father, Ishwaramuni, he left the planet, he died, he left the body. So Nathamuni was taking care of this child. But he was a transcendental person. He was not aware of his activities and all. So Nathamuni told to his son, today we went to this Pundarikaksha temple, no? So some devotees were asking, I told that Lord's name is Pundarikaksh, then I said the Acharya is Pundarikaksh. Either the both are same or not. Actually it is the, just like you have Pandranga Vitala deity, but you will have so many people named as Vitala, right? No, new people name as Vitala. Just like that, the Lord's name is Pundarikaksha. So there one devotee, they named as Pundarikaksha. So this Pundarikaksha is the disciple of Nathamuni. So Nathamuni told to this Pundarikaksha, so it is my great desire to make my grandson Yamuna as a Acharya for the Sri Sampradaya. I want to give all this treasure of this Vaishnava philosophy, our Ranganaji is a treasure. So all this treasure I want to teach him and I want to give him. Somehow I could not able to do. So now he is a little boy, he was ruling all the kingdom and all these things. When the time will come, you should teach all these things and you should make him a Acharya of Sri Sampradaya, like that he told. So this Pundarikaksha, he was tried his level best to teach him. But this Yamuna is the only king. He has so all the time he is busy. So he could not get an opportunity to preach to him and make a devotee. So Pundarikaksha in his old age, he told to his disciple, his name is Ram Mishra, Manakkal Nambi, you know, Ram Mishra. He told to Ram Mishra that Ram Mishra, it is my Guru Maharaj Nathamuni told to make him as Yamuna as a devotee and bring him to the devotional service. So I could not achieve it. So now it is your term, you should somehow try and make him a devotee. So this Ram Mishra, he used to come to this palace of Yamuna. But he will never get an audience of Yamuna because the king is always busy, engaged in different activities. He will never get a chance to meet the Yamunacharya at all. So one day what he did, he went to the behind of the palace. There is a kitchen where they cook for the Lord, no? He went and asked to the cook who cooks for Yamunacharya. So that time Yamuna became a very big person. He was married and he was engaged in different services. So that time, I don't know, Yamunacharya married or not, I'm not sure, sorry. So he was a big person, but at that time, he asked to the cook, what is the favorite food of Yamunacharya? Then the cook told, there is a special kind of spinach, in Tamil they call as Dooduvalai Kirai, Dooduvalai, one kind, special kind of spinach is there. That is the special favorite food of Yamunacharya. So this, what he do, this Ram Mishra, he used to bring this spinach. Every day he used to bring a bunch of spinach and give to this cook. Hare Krishna. He used to give to this cook. And this cook will cook this spinach very nicely, prepare and give to Yamunacharya. Yamunacharya, whenever the afternoon lunch prasad, he will take, oh, very happily he will take this Dudhwalai Kirai prasad. So nicely prepared, his favorite food. So every day constantly he is giving this. So this cook will ask, why you are giving every day, you are not accepting any money. So he used to say, I am giving to our king just out of love, I don't want any money. I am just simply, I want our king to be very happy, very healthy. If our king's health is very good, then only we could look after the citizens very nicely. Therefore, I am just out of love, I am giving, I don't want anything in return. So suddenly one day, this Ramishra didn't bought that spinach to cook. So that day, he cooked the normal prasadam and gave to Yamunacharya. So Yamunacharya asked, where is the spinach? He asked, where is the spinach? That saak, saak, you know? What do you call in Hindi, saak? Palak, palak, no? Where is that palak? He asked. Then he said, today, that person, one Brahman used to bring this spinach palak. So today, some more he didn't bring that. Then he asked, who is that Brahman is bringing? He said, there is one Brahman, he is so much loving you, he never took money also, just for your welfare of your health and good condition, for that he is bringing every day this spinach, and he will never take money. So Yamunacharya told, acha, such a person loving me, okay, tomorrow ask him to meet me, Yamunacharya told. So next day, the Ramishra went to the palace, so Yamunacharya called him, and Yamunacharya meet Ramishra. So Ramishra told, actually first he got the opportunity to meet the king, no? So Ramishra told, actually your grandfather, he gave me a very very big treasure. The treasure he gave to me. So I want to give you this treasure to you. So you please come with me, I will give you this treasure. So he asked, where is the treasure? Yamunacharya asked. Then Ramishra told, that treasure is in between the two rivers. And there was to go, we have to go through the seven gates, seven caves we have to go in the inside. Then there was a very huge snake is protecting the treasure. And one yaksha used to taking care of that. Every day night he will come and look at that treasure. So I will take you come with me. So Yamunacharya said, okay, let's go. He took all his army and started walking behind this Ramishra. Then Ramishra told, no, if you want to give that treasure, I want to give it very secretly only for you. I don't want it show to anyone. You come alone as a normal dress. You remove your king's dress, everything. Come as a normal person. Then he removed his crown, everything. He started following him as a normal person. Then he started preaching. Ramishra started preaching. You are not this body. You have to read Bhagavad Gita. He started giving all the devotional service. No, how much treasure is the Krishna consciousness? And how you are wasting your time in simply mundane activities of ruling this kingdom. There is a big kingdom is waiting for you, the Krishna's kingdom. All these things he was preaching to this Yamunacharya. So Yamuna hearing, he was lost all his arrays. Simply I wasted my life simply in material activities without worshipping the Lord, without spending in Krishna conscious. Simply I uselessly spent my life. Like that he was feeling and finally asked, okay, where is the treasure? Then he brought him to the two rivers of Kaveri, and the seven caves are the seven gates of the Ranganaji's temple. Then the snake was the Adisesh, and the Yaksha was the Vibhishan. Every day night, no, Vibhishan is coming and worshipping the Lord. So that Yaksha is the Vibhishan. Then he brought where the treasure is, the Ranganaji. Sri Ranganatha Swami ki jai. So Yamunacharya came and stand before the Ranganaji, looking at from the feet of Ranganaji, then the navel, then the face of Ranganaji. He was just, how I wasted my life without worshipping you, Ranga. He was crying, then he fainted there. What qualification I have? You brought me here without any qualification. You just brought me out of your causeless mercy, you brought me here. And he was crying in with his heart and full of love, he was prayed. He rejected all his kingdom, everything he gave to Lord Ranganaji's service, and he became a Acharya of Sri Sampradaya. Then he known as Yamunacharya. So Shripad Yamunacharya ki jai. So in this way Yamunacharya, he was taken the in charge of the Sri Sampradaya. He developed later, you know that story yesterday, how he met Ramanuja, how he left the body, that and all we heard yesterday. Prabhu, we have time? Some more time? So you want to continue some more time? Are you okay? So now I will tell you about how Ranganaji appeared to Srirangam. So it is said in the Sriranga Mahatmya, one who hears this story of Sriranga Mahatmya, they will be free from all the sins. And if you tell this story to others, you will get the opportunity to eternally live in Srirangam. Because the Sri Vaishnavas, and locally the people used to say, generally the people of this material world, they want to go to the heavenly planets, right? They'll say Sorg, after death you'll go to Sorgalok. And the people of the Sorgalok, they think they want to go to the Brahmalok. The highest planetary system is Brahmalok. And the people of the Brahmalok, they think they want to go to the Vaikuntha spiritual world. And the people of the Vaikuntha, they think I want to take birth in Srirangam. Because in Vaikuntha, Lord is covered with so many his personal associates, Ananda, Garuda, Hanuman, great associates are always surrounded with the Lord. So, but in Srirangam, even a new person, he could easily talk to the Lord, he can easily see the pastimes of the Lord. It's Vaikuntha, directly whatever happening in the Vaikuntha, everything is there in Srirangam. So great devotees, they will take birth again and again and again in Srirangam. Therefore the Alvars prayed in their prayers, there is one sloka is there. I don't want Vaikuntha. Let me be born as a dog in the streets of Srirangam, so that I could always see you, the beautiful form of you, and always hear your pastimes. So such a glorious is the Srirangam. So this story was very nicely told by His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj in the 2005 Yatra. So I will try to repeat the same story. So in the beginning of the creation, Lord Brahmaji, he wanted to see the original form of Lord Mahavishnu. At that time, he was performing tapasya in the banks of the ocean of milk to see the Mahavishnu's form. So he was performing very severe tapasya, and suddenly he opened his eyes from the ocean of milk. A very beautiful, golden, very, very effulgent Viman, what is in Viman, no? It was very huge in size, and so much, 1,000 suns so totally appeared together, how it will be. So much effulgent, it appeared from the ocean of milk. The Brahmaji was so happy, he offered his prostrated obeisances, and he entered into the Viman. There the Apsaras and Kinnaras and Gandharvas and great personalities are chanting and dancing in ecstasy. Some of them, the Garuda and Ananda Sesha, they were fanning the Lord Ranganaji. The beautiful Ranganaji is lying down within the Viman of the, that Viman. It's appeared from the Vaikuntha directly to the Sheer Sagar. So Brahmaji was seeing the beautiful form of Ranganaji. He was so happy. He was worshipping. He is doing parikram. He was offering obeisance again and again. And he prayed to the Ranganath. Ranganath, oh my dear Lord, I want to worship your this beautiful form. Like this, I want to worship you always. So you kindly please, you come in this form to my abode, Brahmaloka. Then Ranganath said, okay, I will come with you. Then immediately the Garuda came. They kept the whole temple Viman in the Garuda and brought it to Brahmalok. And in the Brahmalok, Brahmaji was worshipping as a very opulently, as all the time he was attached to, his life and soul was the Ranganaji. So he was worshipping with great devotion, the same Ranganaji deity, what we are seeing today. So he was worshipping with so much love. He worshipped for many, many, many years. And later, he made as a pujari, the Surya Dev, no, sun god. The sun god was the pujari for Ranganaji. The sun god worshipped the same Ranganaji for many, many, many years. And after sun god, he gave to Vivaswan Manuve Praha, that sloga is there, no? Then it came to the Manu, Manushya, the Manu, no? The first person Manu. He gave to the Manu. Then Manu used to worship the same Ranganaji deity. Then after the Manu, this worship came to Ikshvaku Maharaj. So what is the capital of this solar dynasty kings? Ikshvaku kings, Ayodhya. Ayodhya is the capital for all the Surya Vamsh kings, no? So the Ikshvaku Maharaj, he was living in Ayodhya. But Ranganaji, where is Ranganaji? Ranganaji is in Brahmalok. So Ikshvaku Maharaj thought, I can go to Brahmalok, worship and come back. But in the future, my descendants, they will not be able to go to the Brahmalok and worship Ranganaji and come back. It is difficult for them. So he thought, let me do tapasya and bring the Ranganaji from Ayodhya, Brahmalok to Ayodhya. So in Ayodhya, how many of you went to Ayodhya? Hari Bol. So in Ayodhya, there is two beautiful rivers called, one is Sarayu River and one is Tamasa. Two rivers are there in Ayodhya. So this Ikshvaku Maharaj, he sat in the middle of these two rivers and he was performing very severe tapasya, calling, praying to the Ranganath, please come here, chanting and fasting and praying very deeply. In the during, how you perform tapasya, you know, in the summer season, he will put fire around him, full hot fire he will put, and between, he will sit in between that and he will perform tapasya. And winter season, he will go under the water, up to neck he will keep water and he will perform tapasya. So we, what tapasya, we will just stay for 1 hour in the queue, pay some money, we will get quick darshan. So, but Ikshvaku Maharaj performed such a huge tapasya to bring Ranganathji from Brahmalok to Ayodhya. So when somebody is performing very good tapasya, who will get disturbed first? Indra. So Indra is a very great person, Indra actually. So it's not an ordinary person. We just speak Indra is like ordinary person. He's a great devotee. But his position was like that. So Indra, whenever somebody performing severe tapasya, he will get thing. He think that maybe this person is doing all this tapasya to take his position, Indra post. You know, so Indra, what he did? He sent very beautiful apsaras to disturb Ikshvaku Maharaj's tapasya. Tapasya ko bang karna. Isiliye, he sent very beautiful apsaras. And Kamadev himself, he sent, all of you go and dance in front of Ikshvaku Maharaj. Some more break his tapasya. Then the Kamadev and all the apsaras, they all came. They were dancing before Ikshvaku Maharaj. Then the Kamadev, he shoot the Kam Bhan, no? That Bhan, Kam Bhan, arrow, no? He shoot on Ikshvaku. But Ikshvaku Maharaj, he doesn't have any lust. He was completely meditating on the lotus feet of Ranganath. He was completely protected. He doesn't have any lust or any other desires. So when he was meditating on Lord Ranganath, nothing happened to him. He opened his eyes. He, instead of disturbing, he just offered his obeisance to the Kamadev and all the apsaras. And he was just washing their feet. He giving argya, padya, achamanya, and he worshipped and pleased them very nicely. So these apsaras and Kamadev, they came to disturb Ikshvaku Maharaj. But what they did? They blessed. Okay, very soon your desire will fulfill. They blessed. They blessed Ikshvaku Maharaj and they gone. So Indra became more and more angry. So Indra thought, now I have to finish this Ikshvaku. So Indra, he took his Vajrayudha weapon and he threw it upon Ikshvaku to kill him. He thought, final astra, no? To kill him. So when he threw this Vajrayudha weapon, Ranganathji from there, he told his, he sent his Sudarshan Chakra. So this Sudarshan Chakra came and nullified this Vajrayudha weapon. You are understanding, no? So at that time, Indra was crying and he told to the Brahmaji. Brahma came to Indra and told, Indra, you don't worry, he is not doing tapasya for your position. He is doing this for to take the Ranganathji from Ayodhya. Actually, I have to cry because he is taking my Ranganathji to Ayodhya. So Brahmaji started crying because, you know, his life and soul was the Ranganath. And Brahmaji went to the Ranganath and said, oh Ranganath, Ikshvaku is doing all this tapasya to take you from here. So if you leave me, then how will I survive without you, Ranganath? Brahmaji started crying in front of Ranganathji. Then Ranganathji told, don't worry, Brahma. I will take you the morning breakfast from you and I will go to the earth planet. And again for the lunch, I will come back. Means, you know, the Brahmaloka half day, it will be some millions of, the time is different. Here and the Brahmaloka, the time is various, no? So in the Brahmaloka, 1 second also, here it can be millions of years will be passed away. You know the story of how Balramji and Revati, that marriage. You heard that story? There was a king, Revata, his daughter is Revati. So he want to find a very good husband. So he was searching for a good husband. He went to Brahmalok to find a good husband. Then that time Brahma was some busy. He told, just wait for a minute. After 1 minute or 2 minutes, he entered inside and told, I want to find a good king as a marriage with my daughter. Then Brahmaji told, it's already 2-3 minutes over. So by this time in the earth, already so many millions of kings came and gone. So now there is no one is matching to you. There is only one person is in the Yadu Vamsha. It's Balram is suitable for you. You go there and get married with her. So when they came to the earth, they seen Balramji was some 8 feet tall. But this Revada's daughter Revati was so tall. So Balramji, they want to marry to Balram. It was not at all matching. Then Balramji took his hull, you know, hull weapon. He put it on the shoulder of Revati. Shh, just drag her down to her own size, because the time is difference. Then they got married. So just like that, the time is difference in the Brahmaloka and the material world. So Brahmaji said, okay, I will take the morning breakfast and I will come for the lunch back to Brahmaloka. So Brahmaji agreed, very happy. Also Ranganaji that time he told, in future I will be going to the banks of Kaveri River and I am going to be stay there for permanently until I will bring all the conditioned souls to Vaikuntha, Lord said. So Brahmaji agreed. And because you know, Krishna appeared for 120 years. And Lord Ramachandra stayed for, he ruled for 11,000 years. And Narasingadev, he stayed for just one muhurta, right? Just one muhurta only appeared and gone. But the Lord thought, if I stay for a little moment, it is not enough for all the conditioned soul to get attracted and come back to Vaikuntha. So Lord took this form of a deity and he permanently stayed here until he wanted to bring every conditioned soul to Vaikuntha. That's where the... Therefore, Ranganaji is always waiting everyone to come back to Vaikuntha. So the Lord told all these things. Then Brahmaji was agreed. Then immediately they called the Garuda and kept the whole Ranganaji, Viman, everything in the Garuda and brought it from the Brahmalok to Ayodhya. So in Ayodhya, Ikshvaku was so happy. He built a very beautiful palace. In his palace only beautiful altar he built. And inside he kept the Ranganaji and he was worshipping with his life and soul. His whole heart and soul was the same deity of Ranganaji. And after Ikshvaku, there is many kings in the Surya Vamsa. We read them about in the Bhagavatam. No? Like today we heard about Shibi Chakravarti, Ambarish Maharaj, then Katvanga Maharaj, Sagara, Mantada, Dilipa, Amshuman. All these great kings you we read in the Bhagavatam. All these kings, they worship the same deity of Ranganaji in Ayodhya. So in that same dynasty, finally one king came. His name was Dasharath Maharaj. So Dasharath Maharaj, you all know very well, right? The father of Lord Ramchandra. So Dasharath Maharaj, his favorite deity was Ranganath. So but he is looking care of his citizens so nicely, but he don't have a son. He don't have children. So he decided to perform a Putra Kameshti Yajna. So to that Yajna, he invited all the kings around the planet. So all the kings went to participate in that Yajna. So that time, there was one local king in this area. His name was Dharma Varma. Repeat it.
Dharma.
Yes. This Dharma Varma king, he also is a Chola king. He also went to see the Yajna of Dasharath Maharaj. So after the Yajna, you know how the Yajna Purush appeared. He gave the payas some sweet rice. Then after drinking this payas, how Ram, Lakshman, Bharat, Shatrughna all appeared. That story you know. But what after the Yajna was finished, Dasharath Maharaj told all the kings, oh my dear kings, you all come, I will show my treasure to you. Saying this, he took all the kings and he opened the door of Ranganaji's altar and he showed all the kings, look at, this is our Ranganath, this is my treasure from the time in memorial, all my parents and ancestor, my grandfather, everybody worshipped this deity of Ranganath. He came from the Vaikuntha, he came from Brahmalok, direct deity, then everybody got attracted to the beauty of Ranganath. Everyone was constantly looking at the beauty of Ranganath. So at that time, this Dharma Varma king, the South Indian king, he was so attracted by the Ranganath, he could not close his eyes. He was watching the Ranganathji like that. Then he thought, I could not leave this deity and I could not go back. So he thought, how Ikshvaku Maharaj performed tapasya to bring Ranganathji from Ayodhya. Like that, I am going to do severe tapasya until Ranganathji come to my place. So thinking in this way, this Dharma Varma Raj came from Ayodhya. He was sat, the Chandra Pushkarani we see, no, yesterday, and the bank of the Chandra Pushkarani, this king sat there and he was started performing tapasya. Oh Ranganath, please appear here. Ranganath, please appear. Siranga, Siranga, Siranga. He was constantly chanting and fasting and praying for Ranganathji to appear here. So meanwhile, in Ayodhya what happened? There was Ram, Lakshman, Bharat, Shatrughna, they all appeared. So Ramchandra and his family, their life and soul was Ranganathji. So yesterday we said how Ram learned the walking style from Ranganathji deity. So that is from the Namparamal, the same deity of Namparamal. This Namparamal deity also, not only the main deity, the Utsavamurthy also came from Vaikuntha. There is one example is, once the festival was going on for Ranganathji. So in 1960s or something, So sometime what happened, they were one festival, you see in the video, sometime they carry the Ranganaji and running this side and turning like this, one festival is there. So they were doing some mistake the pujaris did, so the Ranganaji deity fell from the horse. He fell down. So when he fell down, there is a chakra, some part of the chakra was broken from the deity. Whenever some devotee do some mistake, no, it will happen like that. So chakra was broken, then these pujaris all together, they tried to fix this. So they checked all kinds of different people, who metallurgists, no, different workers in the metal. They asked everyone, nobody could find what this metal is. The piece, no, they showed. Then they sent to America, they sent to different people they invited. None of them could find what this material is. It is not at all from this world. Finally they conclude, this is from not from this world, this is from different world. So nobody could do that. Then recently, 2 years back, they fixed it with gold. They covered it with top, the gold, they fixed it. So this deity is not from this world, it is from spiritual world actually. So the Ramchandra, his life and soul was the Ranganaji deity. So later you know how Ramchandra was banished to forest, then how Sita Devi was kidnapped by Ravana, and how Ramchandra killed Ravanasura, then he came back to Ayodhya along with Sita Devi. At that time, along with Ramchandra, the Ravana's younger brother Vibhishan, you know, Vibhishan also came to Ayodhya. So Ayodhya, the coronation, Pattabhishek was happening for Lord Ram. So there's a grand festival was going on. Ram and Sita was there, all the mangis, no, Vanarasena, everyone is there. So Ram was giving everyone some gifts. So Ramchandra told to Vibhishan, Vibhishan, you should go to Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka, you know, Ceylon, Sri Lanka. You go to Sri Lanka. And I am giving you the Swarna Langa, that's a golden city. I am giving you this golden city, you look after that. Then Vibhishan told, my dear Lord Ram, I cannot be separated from you. I don't want any wealth or any post or any position, I don't want anything. Let me always remain as your servant of your servant of your servant with you. I don't want to leave you, Ram. It's not possible. Even if you give anything, I don't want. Let me remain as your servant of your servant of your servant, he told. Then Ramchandra thought, what shall I give you? Because all the people are waiting for my kingdom. So on my behalf, you go and look after that Sri Lanka, and I will give you my favorite, my life and soul is Ranganath. Because Kuladana means it's a treasure of their family. So myself and my Ranganaji is not difference. So on my behalf, I am giving you my life and soul is better than me. You take the Ranganaji with you. I am giving you this treasure to you. Vibhishan was felt so joyful. He thought, oh, Ramchandra personally coming in the form of Ranganaji. He was so happy. He just Ramchandra gave the whole temple to Vibhishan. Because Vibhishan is a Rakshas, no, he could take any big form and he can carry anything. So at that time, Ramchandra told, this deity Ranganaji, he came from the Vaikuntha Loka. So he should be given very nice worship, nice upland worship festival, everything should be celebrated in time. So Vibhishana was carrying, he has agreed everything, and he was carrying the Ranganaji deity, was happily was carrying to Sri Lanka. So by the time when he reached in between these two rivers of Kaveri, then he felt this is the time for the festival, the time was for the festival. Also he seen this beautiful Kaveri river, he thought, okay, let me take bath and do the Gayatri. So he did this Gayatri and he was sat there and he was chanting his Gayatri. That time this Dharmavarma king was there performing tapasya on the bank of Chandra Pushkani. Oh, he wake up, he said, oh, Ranganaji appeared, he came there. And then he seen Vibhishana was bringing this Ranganath. Then he went and told to Vibhishan, Vibhishan, from time immemorial, the Ikshagu Vamsha, the Ramchandra and all these kings, they were celebrating this 9 days festival for Ranganath. So together we will celebrate the 9 days festival for Lord Ranganaji. Vibhishan said, okay, 9 days we'll celebrate very grandly. So they all, both of them together, they celebrated 9 days, very grand festival they celebrated. That is called as Brahmotsava. You know, South India, there is a very famous is Brahmotsava. Because this festival was first started by Lord Brahmaji, that's why it's called as Brahmotsava. No, there only the first day, they Dwajarohan, the Garuda flag they will keep in the top. Then only the festival start, 10 days. So this 10 days festival, they celebrated very nicely. At the last day of the festival, festival was over, then Vibhishan want to take the Ranganaji deity to Sri Lanka. So Vibhishan came and he put his hand down, and along with all Adishesha, everything, he tried to lift it up, but it is not at all moving. He tried his level best to pull the deity, but not at all moving. Vibhishan asked, "Oh Ranganath, what is this? Why are you not moving? Why are you not coming with me?" He started crying, "Ranganath, what is this? You are my only hope, but if you are not coming, how will I survive?" Then Ranganathji said, "My dear Vibhishana, this place is so nice, you know. Two sides, nice Kaveri river is there, nice breeze is there. And Tamil, there is a sloga, Kuilinam Kuvum Solai, Mailinam Alum Solai. Means the kokila birds are cooing, and the peacocks are dancing, and the nice heron were dancing. And just nice forest it is. Those days, Sirangam is a very beautiful flowers, so beautiful place." So Ranganathji said, "This is very beautiful place. So I am thinking to stay here." So Vibhishan said, "Yes, my lord, this is very good idea. You stay here, I will also stay with you and serve you here only." So Ranganathji said, no, not like that. Because Ramchandra ordered you to go to Sri Lanka and look after that Sri Lanka. Because if I came to Sri Lanka and all these Indian people, we would have never get darshan. No, if it's Ranganathji in Ceylon, we would have never get the Ranganathji's darshan. So Ranganathji told, if I go to Sri Lanka, these people, this Dharmavarma Raj and all these king, they cannot cross the ocean and come and take my darshan. But if I stay here, all these people also will get benefit. Meanwhile, you can anytime, you can fly in the sky and come and take my darshan. Because he's Rakshas, no, Vibhishan. You could anytime, you could fly in the sky and came and take darshan. And Ranganathji said, "I will be always facing towards you, south direction." That's why you can see all the normally all the temple will be facing towards east or a different direction. But in Srirangam, Ranganathji is facing towards south direction. So Ranganathji stayed here. Vibhishan went back to Sri Lanka. So even now, every day, you see, when you come out from the temple, there is a small temple is there. When you come out from the main temple, the four pillars, then after that, there is a small temple. Inside, there is Hanumanji, Vibhishan, and Vishwakshan. Three of them were there. Vishwakshan means, he's the commander-in-chief in the Vaikuntha. So in Vaikuntha Loka, the Lord will be sitting in a beautiful platform. When the Lord want to come down, the Vishwakshan will hold the hands of Lord to come down. Lord will climb the steps down. Then Vishwakshana will give the chappals for the Lord. Then the two sides, Sri Devi and Bhudevi will come. They will decorate the Lord very nicely. Then the Garuda will come. Lord will sit and shing, they will go. So like that, the Vishwakshana is the commander-in-chief. He will arrange the crowd, move aside, like that. He's the commander. So that Vishwakshana temple, you can see on the right side, there will be Vibhishan is there, Hanumanji is there. So in this way, Vibhishan used to come regularly, openly, could visible to everyone. He used to come in his chariot very fastly. So one day what happened? He was coming in a hurry-burry to worship Ranganathji in his chariot, coming so fast. So without the knowledge, the chariot hit on one Brahmana at the time of Ram. The Brahmana died there. So all the Brahmanas caught Vibhishan and arrested Vibhishan and told, "We can't leave you. You killed a Brahmana. We can't leave you." Then immediately Ramchandra appeared there and told, "Please leave him, he is my devotee, please leave him." Then when Ramchandra requested, they leave Vibhishan. And they told, Ramchandra told, "From now onwards, you don't come openly. You come very secretly in the sky and worship and go." So therefore even now Vibhishan is coming and he is performing his Sayanardi Seva for the Ranganath and is going very secretly. So therefore night Sayanardi time you can see that the pujaris will keep everything in the Vibhishan temple. They do something. I don't know what is they're doing. They close the door. So it is said that Vibhishan is still performing the Shayana Seva for the Ranganathji. Shri Ranganath Bhagavan ki. Jai. Shri Vibhishan ki. Jai. Dharma Varma Maharaj ki. Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai. Time is there over now? 10 minutes more? So now we will end with one beautiful pastime. Actually, in Sri Ranganathji's very dear consort, she is known as Andal. We all seen Andal, no? Goda Devi. So we will finish that story very shortly. It's a very nice story, how Ranganathji got married with Andal. So Andal, she is the incarnation of Bhumi Devi. She is very merciful and she gives Krishna bhakti to the devotees. Very, very merciful personality. So she, in this pastime, she appeared in a place called Sri Villiputtur. It is just maybe some 200 kilometers from towards south. So some Vaishnavas say Ranganaji is not looking towards Vibhishan. Actually, he is looking towards his consort Andal, towards south direction. The Vaishnava Vedanta Deshikan glorifies in his sloga like that. He is not looking to Vibhishana. He is looking towards always his wife Andal in south direction. So this Andal, she was born to a person called Vishnu Chitta. No, not born actually. There is a devotee called Vishnu Chitta. He used to make flower garlands always. So one day he went to pluck some flowers in the garden. So under a tulsi plant, he found a very beautiful baby girl child. So child was crying. He took this child. She was so beautiful. Her hair was very ring, curly hairs. So in Tamil, hair they call Kodai. Kodai means beautiful haired girl. So she named him as Kodai. So in Sanskrit also they call as Goda. Goda Swayambaram in Sanskrit, Goda. So this Goda, sometime I will say as Goda, sometime I will say as Andal, but please know that's all same personality, because we use these both names. So this Goda or Andal, she from childhood, she used to listen Krishna Kada from his father. So father will tell, Krishna performed this pastime, Krishna performed that pastime, everything father will tell. This child always used to hear about Krishna more and more, all the time. She want to hear, oh my daddy, please tell the story of Krishna. From the childhood, she could not even speak Krishna, Krishna. She used to speak Krishna, 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 Krishna. All the time Krishna. She want to hear about Krishna. So sometime, all the time he was thinking about Krishna and hearing about Krishna. So finally one day when he became youth, she asked to her father about, she father used to tell about the Vrindavan pastimes of Krishna. How the gopis performed Kartyayani Vrata and how they fasted and finally how they get Krishna as their husband. All these stories she used to hear. So his father, her father used to make garlands. So this girl, she also used to make these garlands for the Lord, supporting the father. So whenever the garland was making, she used to think that Krishna is my husband. Krishna is my husband. I am making this for my, so much love, you know. She's making this garland. So one day he seen some marriage party was going. So then he asked, what is that? Then marriage, he told marriage. Marriage means what? The father told marriage means they will exchange the garland. You see, now the deities, the temple, they're changing the Lakshmi Devi's garland, they will put it to Ranganath, and Purushottama's garland will put to Lakshmi Devi. They're exchanging garland. So she thought within her mind that Krishna is her husband. So thinking in this way, before the garland she gave to the, there is a temple called Vadapatrasai temple. So one time maybe the Prabhuji will take you in a yatra to Sri Villiputtur. That time you will see that temple. So there is a Vadapatrasai temple. So when the father will take the garland to the deity, she will make the garland and she will wear for herself. She, because she is considering herself as a consort of, she is thinking Krishna in so much love, she used to wear the garland. And she, there is a well was there. Still that well is there. She look at the well. Whether I am a suitable match for Krishna, she used to wash in the water. Every day she used to do, but without the knowledge of the father. He used to wear the garland and keep there. The father will take the garland and go to the, put it in the deities. So Krishna is very happy wearing this garland. Every day it's happening, going on. One day when she removed the garland and put it there, there was one hair was there, Andal's hair. The father took the garland and gave to the pujari. The pujari find this hair. Pujari shouted very badly, what? Somebody has worn this garland you are giving to Krishna? This is the way you worship the Lord? The pujari shouted to the Vishnu Chitta, the Andal father. He became so angry, he came shouting at Andal. He threw the garland. Are you playing with the Lord or what? You don't know how to, you are wearing the garland for yourself? He shouted very badly. You don't know how to respect the Lord like this, very badly. The father chastised Andal. Andal was crying. She thought, Lord never accepted my garland. She was crying, crying. Then he removed all that broken malas. He put it aside. Meanwhile, the father made a new garland and he taken to the temple of Vadapatrasai. The father gave the garland to the deity. Krishna was very serious, not at all smiling. No smiling, very angry. And that day Krishna told, I don't want this garland. I want the garland which wore by Andal. Jo mala Andal pehen ke diya, wohi chahiye mujhe. So next day then Vishnuchitta heard this, he was coming, Andal, Andal. Andal means, oh, you ruled over the Lord. Even you ruled the Lord. Alavandar, that is different. Andal means, she's a lady, no? Therefore, Andal. I am doing all these days, I am tying mala, but Krishna never asked it. But your mala, Krishna wanted itself. Then saying this, the father made a garland and first put it to her daughter, then take to the deities. So it was the custom. Every day he'll make garland and first wear to her his own daughter, then go to Krishna. So even now, for Tirupati Balaji, for Lord Ranganath, for in Kalladagar, Madurai one temple is there, Kalladagar. For all these three temples, in a yearly one festival, the garland will come from the Andal. First day they will wear to Andal, then Andal's removed garland, that will go to the Tirupati Balaji. Balaji will happily wear that garland. And the same another one garland will come to Ranganath. Ranganathji will wear that garland. It's going on, that condition. Then, after that, she is thinking in this way that Krishna is her own husband. Then she heard how the gopis got Krishna as the husband. They told that Krishna, the gopis performed Kartyayani Vrata 30 days. Then they performed all these rules and they used to wake up in the early morning. Like that, Andal, the father used to say. So Andal considered herself as a gopi. And all her girlfriends as the gopi friends. And her village as Vrindavan. And that Vadapatrasai temple as Krishna's house, Nanda Maharaj's house. She was thinking in this in her mind, and she used to perform very strictly, waking in the early in the morning and taking bath and chanting and fasting from different things. And she sang 30 songs. That is called as Tiruppavai. Tiruppavai. Margari Tingal Madini Raindana Nalal. Very sweet songs. This is very dear to Lord Balaji and Ranganathji, all the Divyadesham deities. So even now, in this Margashirsh Masa, it is coming in South India. Now it's Kartik is going on here. So this coming Margashirsh Masa, the Ranganathji will not hear this Vipranarayan song. He will hear this Andal's 30 songs. In Tirupati, Balaji will hear that Andal's 30 songs. That time this elephant will not come and wake up the Lord. It's a different system. Andal will wake up the Lord. So that 30 days it will be there. So she sang these 30 songs and performed his Kartyayani Vrata, everything. But she told, she was so beautiful. So the father was worried, whom shall I marry my daughter? Because no one is equal with her beauty. Such a wonderful thing. So father was worried, how I will get married? Because she has all the good qualities. Who is the equal match for him? But she told, I will never marry any mortal man. I will marry only Krishna. Like that. She was so determined in that. So father was so much worried, how it is possible to marry the Supreme Lord Krishna. So the father used to tell different pastimes of different deities, you know. The father used to tell about Balaji pastime. Balaji was doing all the Balaji. First he will tell the glories of Balaji. Then finally he say, Balaji, no, it is very cold there. It's on the hills. So I don't want. He would say, I don't want. Okay, then you want to marry the Saligram. Oh, Saligram, no, there is no shape. No, I don't want. So like every deities he will tell. Andal will say, no, 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 no. First he said, you want to marry the Vaikuntha, Lord of the Vaikuntha? No, that is very high. I am afraid to go in the Garuda and the height. No, I don't want that. So she will reject everyone. But finally, the father, he started from the 108, 107, 106, like that from different deities. Finally, the father, when he started talking about the glories of Ranganath, Andal was completely melted. He said, this is Krishna. I will marry only Ranganaths. So father was more worried. You know, how it's possible? Ranganathji is a deity form and his daughter want to marry the deity. How it is possible? How it is going to happen? So that night, Andal had a dream. In the dream, Ranganathji Namparamal came in the dream and told, don't worry, I will accept your devotion. So I will surely marry you. So Andal got the dream that Ranganathji coming to his house and asking the Vishnuchitta, like, hey Vishnuchitta, Vishnuchitta, Ranganathji is asking in the dream, Vishnuchitta, so Vishnuchitta asked, who are you? So I am coming from Srirangam. You have a treasure in your house, no? I want the treasure. So he said, I don't have any treasure. I have only some needles and some flowers. That only I have in my house. No, 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 you have a treasure. I want the treasure. Then he went to his house. Then he seen the Andal. Oh, this is the treasure I want. Like that Andal, all these dreams Andal used to get, no? So Andal is confirmed. Surely Ranganathji will accept her. So on that day, Ranganathji came in the dream of Vishnuchitta and told, you don't worry, tomorrow you prepare your daughter very nicely, Pallakin nicely, I am going to send my Pallakin from my temple. You send your daughter to Srirangam. I am going to marry her. So then Ranganaji told to the temple priest and authorities, you take a Navaratna Pallakin, means the Pallakin made of diamond, moti, all these different jewels, no? That Pallakin and elephants and horses and beautiful dancing girls and all these things, no? They sent from Srirangam to Srivilliputtur. Srivilliputtur is like, you are going to Madurai. From Madurai it is 80 kilometers, from 70 kilometers from Madurai. So from Madurai, they went to all these Pallakin, all the Brahmanas, everybody went to Andal's house. So meanwhile, this Vishnu Chitta, he had a disciple, he was a king, his name is Vallabhadeva, he was ruling over Madurai, that's another big pastime. So he immediately wrote a letter to Vishnu, that Vallabhadeva, king, that Ranganaji want to marry my daughter, so you also come for that. Then whole people, everybody in the Srirangam, everybody came to know the Lord is going to marry a Andal. So what kind of lady she will be? Everybody is eagerly wanted to see the Andal, who is, Lord is going to personally marry her, no? The all Srirangam people, they started cleaning the whole Srirangam. That time the Srirangam is like a palaces. Every house is like a palaces. They were decorating the whole Srirangam. They're cleaning it everywhere. They're tying the banana trees and the big, big different mango leaves. They're decorating with fruits and different, different color lamps. Everything they're decorating. Meanwhile, this king from Srirangam to up to Srivilliputtur, he made all the road like Vaikunda, full of gems and different kinds of lamps and different kinds of places for people to stay, people to drink, people to eat. Everything he arranged from Madurai to Srirangam. Everything like a very beautiful, like Vaikunda he made itself. Then in an auspicious day, because this girl is going to be married to the Ranganar, no? So ordinary person should not watch her. No, they should not, their eyes should not touch her. So Vishnu Chitta covered her in a nice palakin. And one side was this Vallabhadeva king. He is protecting her. And another, so many security, no? Around the palakin. And in the front, elephants and the horses and some beautiful girls dancing before Andal. And some Brahmanas are chanting the Divya Prabandham. And some Brahmanas are chanting the Veda Mantra and music instruments. And very grandly they are bringing to the streets of Srirangam. When she reached the place called Urayur, the message came to Ranganath. So Ranganathji told all the other people, go and welcome them very grandly. And please prepare my Srirangam very grandly. So from Urayur to Srirangam, it is unimaginably they decorated everywhere with different kinds of lights. Lights means the deepas, no? color lights. And so nicely they decorated. All the people from Chera, Chola, Pandya, different kingdom people all came to see the Lord's personal direct marriage. Everybody came to know, no, the Lord is going to marry her personally. Everybody came to watch the festival, no? Everybody is watching, staying on the palaces up there, watching to the Andal. Then the Andal is came, she did parikram to the 7 enclosures she did. The next street, no? Everywhere she did parikram in a palakin. So all the people were showering flowers over her. Then finally she entered into the Chandan Mandap. You see, no? Chandan Mandap. Then the Chandan Mandap, the Nambarmal came out of the altar. And there was a system of South Indian marriage, no? There was so much decoration, so many varieties of seats were made. And the Vishnu Chitta hold the Andal's hand to Ranganaji's hand. And he handed over her daughter to Ranganath. And Ranganaji and Andal, together they did, in the Chandan Mandap where the Jai Vijay, no? There the Ranganaji and Andal, they did 7 times parikram to the Agni. Agni Deva, they did 7 times parikrama. Then Ranganaji took her inside to the Gayatri Mandap. Then they went into the altar. Then Ranganaji went into the DT. Then Andal just climbed over the Adishesh. Then he went into the eternal pastime of Sri Vaikunda Dham. Andal entered into the Nityalila of Ranganath. Sri Andal ki jai. Sri Bhumi Devi ki jai. Sri Ranganath Swami ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai Gaur Prabhu, Jai Gaur Prabhu.